start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Great Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now starting.
I don't know about you, but Bachelor in Paradise is really everything I never knew I needed in my life right now. I really miss it after these 2 years. This is just TV gold. Too good, almost. The show just really nailed the cast this time around, or else we've all just been maybe so cooped up at home for the past 18 months of our lives, just desperate for some good juicy drama to fuel our bored little souls. Well, I've got a treat for you today. Grocery store Joe is here. Him and I have a great convo about what's happening on the beach in Paradise and what we'll find out very soon, like if Brendan is dating Piper and whether it is grocery or grocery or milk and how well Joe knows what's in my sack. Didn't think we could love Joe more, but you will after this. Enjoy. Grocery store Joe.
Hi, Caitlin.
How are you?
How are you?
What you drinking over there?
I'm drinking your wine.
Are you really?
Yeah. Which, by the way, I would do. You know, I would both.
Oh no, Joe is frozen.
Frozen Joe.
Frozen Joe.
Frozen cup of Joe.
He's in the frozen aisle of his grocery store. let's see here.
I know, it's really frozen.
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but I'm here. This is the way to start. This is how we start this.
It was your internet, not mine.
Yeah, I think it was mine, I guess.
Yeah.
That was quick, though. Hopefully it doesn't happen again. It usually happens for some reason. I don't know why. It always happens like one time during clickbait every episode.
I could read lips. What the fuck is going on with my computer right now?
All right, here we go. Okay. All right, quick time. Let me restart. This is just unprofessional, and I apologize for what's happening right now on this podcast. Delete this. I don't think we need the beginning. Okay, we're good. I'm recording. Let's rock and roll.
Tighten up your game, Joe.
I know.
Podcaster?
I am, to an extent. To an extent, yes. Clickbait.
To an extent.
If we're recording.
Yeah, there you go. A quick shameless plug. I don't mind. Take 10. Here we go. What were you going to say about my delicious wine?
I think it's great. I love it. I love drinking it. Cheers.
Joe, a man of many words. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I'm actually going to pour a glass.
I was once given that title.
What do you mean?
A man of many words.
Chris Harrison. Say to you? Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, he said I didn't talk. And somehow I'm still... I'm still
making television, one of the biggest shows. That's cool.
Yeah.
That just says a lot about your character. You tell him in a hotel, just like ripping that off of the... And I don't even have my own wine. It's shipped here, but it's not here yet. But cheers. I wanted to know how you say... Some people say grocery and some people say grocery. And then I'm like, are we really still calling him Grocery Store Joe?
They are still calling me... I say grocery. I mean, I don't really hear the difference in the way you're saying it. What do you mean? Oh, Grocery Joe or Grocery Store Joe?
No, grocery or grocery.
Grocery.
Really?
Is that what you say?
I say grocery.
Grocery. I hear the same thing.
And what does it even mean that you were Grocery Store Joe?
Sure. I owned a little grocery store in Chicago prior to going on The Bachelorette, and we sold it right before I actually went on, but I filmed my intro in a grocery store. The nickname stuck. Some would say the nickname is what made me who I am in the franchise. I personally think it's my charm, but that's got nothing to do with it. And the name just stuck. And I don't hate it. That's who I am.
It really is who you... I was actually thinking that as I watched you the other night, last Monday, I was like, are they still calling him Grocery Store Joe? And then they did. And I was like, okay, they are. And as long as you like it, we're going to stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You what?
No, I thought somebody else was saying something.
No.
We are really not on the same page here. Okay, don't take this the wrong way.
I love when somebody starts a sentence like that.
I always liked you. I always did. I was like, he seems like such a down-to-earth, nice guy. Couldn't believe Becca sent you home night one. I get the hype. But for some reason, on this season, I like you more than I ever thought I did. And I want to, like, protect you at all costs. And I'm always ready to jump through the screen. And, like I feel like you're just, you know, people don't usually jump on TV and feel comfortable with it. I feel like you're at a point where you're comfortable being vulnerable and, you know, making out and just being Joe. I feel like you're, like, in this good groove where you were already so charming and likable, but you're even settling into yourself even more now. Do you feel the same?
I completely agree. I think that I'm very comfortable now in front of the camera, and that was my flaw at the beginning. I just wasn't comfortable, and right. Now I'm really able to be myself. And yes, at times I could be awkward, but I own that because that's just who I am. People, you know, and understandably, you know, I said, you know, I'm insecure, but I am not an insecure person. I actually think it takes confidence to call out when you do feel insecure.
Agreed.
You know, in the moment, that's how I felt. But, you know, I am who I am, and I don't shy away from that. And I'm very comfortable with myself. So.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I think it's showing. I think it comes through on TV now where it's like at first you were like, what the hell am I doing on The Bachelor? Like, how did I get here? And now you're like, I've done this speech on Paradise before, so let me start this one, boys. Like,
yeah, I love that line. What a line, right?
It's true, though. You just seem more comfortable with who you are, and I agree with the you have to be some level of confident to be able to admit when you're being insecure, which that is a whole conversation I need to have with you about Demi, because I can't figure out if she's confident or insecure or, like, coming in to make good TV or, like, truly, like, that is who she is. I don't know. And I'm confused. We can get into that. I want to talk to you about Dancing with the Stars before we go into Paradise.
Because I was just going to jump. I mean, I thought that was the segue into Demi, but
It was a tease, more or less. Like, but we'll get into that later.
Okay, I like that.
So people like stick that. Around. You see what I'm doing? Okay, mm-hmm. So. Dancing with the Stars, obviously we both have been on it and know how excruciating it can be on the body and how mentally exhausting it is in every way. What was you had Jenna as a partner, right?
Yeah.
What was your relationship like with Jenna?
It was very quickly brother, sister.
Yeah.
We have the same birthday.
Oh, you do?
Which was, we're actually very similar people. And, you know, I showed up to Dancing with the Stars like a wounded puppy dog. I never danced in my life. It wasn't hard on my body because I had to learn how to actually step. Like, I had to learn, like, step forward twice, step to the side twice. You know, the memorization of your steps. Like, I had a difficult time with all that. But,
Yeah, I feel like I didn't know your relationship with Jenna just because I know her. I love her so much. But sometimes, like in the dance studio, it can either be like sexual tension, hate each other, brother-sister vibes. I was total brother-sister vibes with Artem too, so I completely understand that. And I think it's obviously more when it's single people doing that. But yeah, and you went pretty far, didn't you?
I basically the whole time because I had to dance at the finale.
Oh, wow.
But I made it to the semifinals.
That's really impressive.
And I had terrible scores every week. So thank you to if you are somebody right now that's listening and you voted for me, I appreciate it because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed sucking. It didn't really bother me.
That would not be me if I ever even watching it back now, I'm so hard on myself. I'm like, why didn't I just let go more in this moment? What was I doing here? I'm so hard on myself. So that's good that you enjoyed it because that is a really hard show to be on, I think, because you don't get days off. It's so many hours. You're learning and then you're going to perform it live on TV and then the next day you start over again. But did you ever forget your steps? I only watched a few of them.
Well, it was hard for you because you actually were talented. Like you could actually dance. So you wanted to truly improve as a dancer.
True.
I didn't give a shit. I didn't care if I was going to be a good dancer or not. I was really just there for the experience. But yes, I forgot my steps, I think, every single performance. And poor Jenna, because she, you know, she is such a great teacher, and she's probably like, she's an incredible dancer. And
she put
so much time into it. So I really tried. I gave it my all, but like rehearsal, I was pretty good. And it was the performance I was so nervous because I had stage fright. And then I hosted the tour. And that was when I really came out of my shell as far as beating my stage fright and being comfortable talking in a mic in front of a bunch of people and on camera. And yeah, so I mean, it took me to get where to get back on Paradise and be comfortable. It took me a few years. But
yeah, no kidding. Well, that makes sense, though, that I forgot you hosted. That's huge.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I'd say a little bit of introvert for sure when I was younger. I'd say a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I'd say a combination. Yeah. I'm just somebody that once I'm comfortable with the situation I'm in, I'm very outspoken and just who I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like that's me. Everyone thinks I'm this extrovert at all times, but I'm quite an introvert until I'm like comfortable with my people or in my surroundings. And so how difficult was that for you to make the decision to go back on Paradise? You know, after finding love there, it probably sets you up to believe in the process, but it must be extremely difficult to make the decision to go back and try again in front of everybody, the world, and start over.
No, it's not. No. To be completely honest, it was not a difficult decision at all. No. It was a very easy decision because the truth is, and why I freaked out the way I freaked out the first day was because I forgot. You know, you forget what the show is actually all about. And there was a part of me, you know, I have the podcast Clickbait and I've been in Bachelor Nation and I've done Dance with the Stars and the tour. So there was a part of it that was like, this is just going to be simple, easy. Yeah. I'm, you know, shame on me, but I was like, I'm not, you know, I have connections here. I know people. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I could kind of just have fun, not really have to talk about my feelings, and we'll see what happens, was my attitude.
Right.
And I would say, like, within the first hour, I realized, oh no, I'm back. You know, I have to, because I know what it takes to make the process work.
Right.
And it's really allowing yourself to be vulnerable. And yeah, I told myself, like, that's when I started freaking out and being nervous about the whole situation.
But I mean, knowing that you're going on and you had the right attitude, obviously, to just go, we're going to have fun. I won't talk about my feelings, but you know, you have to in order, like, that's how the show works. And that's how you get a rose, is building that connection. Did that just slip your old mind or what? How do people think they're going to go to Paradise and just have fun and not create connections? I don't get it.
Well, I thought I was going to be able to create a connection, but I forgot how fast we talk about, like, why we're suppressing our feelings and why it's been a year and a half and I'm still not in a relationship. Like, that just happened sooner than I thought. And the truth is, my first conversation with Serena, and I said it reminded me of Kendall, but it reminded me of that experience. And I remember really liking Kendall and talking to Serena. I was like, oh, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little flustered. I really like her.
Yeah. Those feelings that you get when there's something there.
Yes. And those feelings that I've been trying to push away for a while just all came.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Cause and I don't want to talk about it too long because obviously you guys are no longer together, but Kendall comes back on the show. We've seen it in previews. Obviously, just because you two, and I mean, I'll hear it from your mouth and not try and put words in your mouth, but you two, I knew you both, obviously. And it felt like when it ended, as far as I'm concerned, you both had such respect for each other and knew that, like, you know, maybe in another lifetime, or if you both were wanting to be in the same city, or if you're on the same page, but it just wasn't like it for you two. So you moved on. So when she comes back, is it still that way? Or is it like, why are you here? There's built up tension now. Like, what was the situation for you?
I will always respect Kendall. Mm-hmm. I'll respect any, you know, I respect anyone, regardless of the situation. Yeah. I don't think the breakup was easy for either of us.
Right.
You know, and I don't fault anybody for it. I think we both looked into our futures and realized that this just might not align. And do we want to waste any more time?
Totally.
And that was just kind of, that is what it is. And it was a hard conversation. It was a hard pill to swallow because mm-hmm. I don't think that's what either of us really wanted at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when she comes back, we definitely have that respect for each other. I personally didn't even want to talk about our breakup. Like, I'm fine if, you know, I moved on. If you're here, I want you to also do your thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward, but you deserve to be there as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of really where it was. And do things get messy? You know, it's still an ex. So.
Right. Honestly, watching Paradise, I don't think I could ever do it because, first of all, I'm such a commitment person. Not that you're not, or like a, not that you're like a boy or something, but I'm just so like, I can't put myself into a situation and then think about that person like, oh, but let me test the waters somewhere else. Or even myself to do that. That was the hardest part about being the Bachelorette for me was everything felt wrong. I was like, this feels so wrong to date you at the same time that I'm like in love with this other person. And everything just made I was sick to my stomach on certain nights just because it felt so wrong. And even watching that, I'm like, I don't know if I could. Even say in this situation, let's say I went on Paradise and was single and Sean, my ex, was single and went on Paradise. Even though I'm so far removed from him and like have moved on, it, like you said, it's still an ex. There's still like whatever kind of tension there is, there's still like such history there that it can't be easy.
No, it's not easy. And you also don't want to like rub it in the other person's face. Totally. And you don't want to like, you know, flaunt about, you know, you want to hold that respect for somebody that you truly did love. So yeah, it's not easy. No. Like it's not. I may play it off, and especially when I come on a podcast now and I'll talk about it, and maybe it may sound like it was easier, but no, it was difficult.
Yeah,
it definitely was difficult. Yeah.
Well, I'll say it again. I say it on every podcast with Bachelor people. It's so hard to film, have that chapter all messy, finally get closure, close the chapter, then go back and watch everything and reopen all those chapters and relive them. It's like it's just not normal. Are you watching back?
Yes. Yeah.
You are.
Of course. Yeah, I wouldn't watch it back if I wasn't in this world and didn't have to talk about it. I don't know if I would. Sense. But yeah, no, I'm watching back. Yeah. So I watched this week's episodes. Yeah.
They're fun. I mean, it's not like you're a tornado coming in there and messing shit up. You're just being Joe and authentic, and you're trying to navigate all these waters that are Paradise. So
yeah,
I also wanted to ask if, what does she call herself?
Tajwan.
Yeah, but no, I know her name's Tajwan, but did she call herself Tajnado?
Yeah, she does. I think, yeah,
she did once. Yeah. And that's what I called her from now on, because I wanted to know if yours and her back hurts from carrying this whole season.
Well, yeah, I mean, I
yeah.
You know what? I took it on. I said, let's do it. Yeah. You know, it's fun. That's actually part of my confession is I don't like to watch myself on TV, but once I commit, I'm the only person that I want to watch, which makes me somewhat an egomaniac and narcissistic, but it's just the truth. You know, once I'm there, I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm concerned with what's coming out of my mouth at this moment right now.
That's because do they have the 2-drink limits in, is that still a thing in Paradise?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it is always. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is here too. But I always wonder if there's loopholes with that. And I'm like, because I would just need, not to get drunk. I'm not like, I would need to get drunk, but sometimes I just like a little buzz if I'm going to have to be like immediately sharing my feelings and how I'm like diving into a relationship and expecting the other person to get on that same page as me. And I'm like, a 2-drink limit, I might find a loophole.
Well, you know, I drink beer and that's the strongest thing out there. And you don't, like, you could tell, you could see it in most of us. We don't sleep that much.
Yeah.
So lack of sleep, a little bit of alcohol, that's all you need to say crazy shit.
That's true. That's true. Because I don't like when people get sloppy drunk. I had
I love the 2-drink limit in a way because I think it makes it a little more real when you talk about your feelings too. And I remember having such drunk guys on my season. And I was like, ugh. Like this one guy, JJ, would always have red wine lips and just be so drunk. And I'd be like, not the best look. But anyways, how funny was David Spade?
Before I answer that, you know, your season was the first season I watched.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I was like, not to, you know, toot your horn.
Yes. Toot away. I just said
that. Not to toot your horn, but I thought you were very cute and charismatic and charming. And you just came. It was like watching, you know, a real person on television. I think that's why you're as big as you are in this world, because you are who you are. But right, enough blowing you. Okay.
No, how come you don't like blowing me? How come you don't like tooting my horn? Why do you want to move on so fast?
Tooting your horn. I can't believe I even said it. Okay, so go ahead. What about David Spade?
No, back to me being cute. I just thought his humor, like it's so, I don't even know how to, what's the word? It's just so
dry.
It's so dry, but also like, so subtle that you have to catch these little things that he says, but when you catch them, they're the funniest things ever. Like when Demi came down, obviously, and he was like, are you leaning more towards the P or the V? The guy was just like, that is so, I've followed him for a long time. That's just so his humor to just, you know, sometimes when like people come in, they need producers to feed them lines or something. Or here's what you're going to say. Like, you don't need that for him. He's just going to say the best, funniest, quickest shit ever because it's David Spade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was great. I thought David Spade was great. He's definitely, yes, subtle is definitely the correct word. And he's not really, when I speak, my voice projects. It's just, like this Chicago accent. And he is a low speaker.
Yeah. Yeah. And like when he does the subtle humor, he'll like even do less a little bit. Like,
he does that. Yeah. Yeah.
He's so funny. And I don't know if anybody, I sometimes feel old when I say this, but I used to watch SNL when he was on it. And one of my favorite skits he did was like, it was like him and Helen Hunt. And they were saying bye to people on an airplane. And they were just like, so over all these stupid airplane guests. And on their way out, they'd be like, all right, you're ugly. Bye bye now. Okay. Yeah. You're stupid. Your baby's ugly. Bye bye now. And they would always say bye bye now. And he did it at the end. He was leaving. All right. Bye bye now. I was like, he did the thing.
Yeah, that's when SNL was good. It was funny because when we were in quarantine, Black Sheep was on. Uh-uh. So I was like watching Black Sheep and then I walked out and there was David Spade.
That's so funny. Yeah, it was Total Bastards Airline on SNL. Okay, that's so funny that Black Sheep was on in quarantine and that you walk out and then he's there. Like, that's pretty random.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the universe saying that you're on the right track.
That's how I took it.
Yeah, that's how I would take it too. Oh my, that's so I remember Wells telling me, he's like, I just quoted David Spade movies. Like, he probably hated me. And I was like, I did that exact same thing when I met Chris Kattan. He came into a restaurant I worked at, except I quoted all things that he was in with Will Ferrell. And he was like, okay, we get it. Everyone's a bigger Will fan than me. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I totally was just doing the Will Ferrell stuff. And
well,
I was like,
can
you do your
part?
I mean, and then I'll do the Will stuff.
It's true, though. I mean, Will Ferrell is just, I mean, him and Chris Kattan, it's just not even the same ballpark.
No, but Will Ferrell is my actual hero. Like, that is somebody that I've, like, I know all of his movies.
That's your comedic hero, Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is that?
I respect it. I mean, it's not mine.
Who's yours?
Larry David.
Oh, okay, fair. That's very fair. Will has kind of gone a little bit down for me just in as I mature. Like, I think through my 20s, he was my comedic hero just because I like loved every SNL skit he was in. I had all of the DVDs of his SNL skits and like every movie I knew. I formed my own character based off like Anchorman's voice. Like, it was a whole thing. And then I went to a podcast award and he was like right here in front of me. And I was like, I don't want to meet my hero. What if he sucks? So I didn't meet him because I was too scared.
That's I respect that too.
Yeah.
I respect that because you don't want to be let down.
No. Cause what if he was having a bad day and he was like, I don't want to take a picture. And then I'd be like, I fucking hate Will Ferrell. And I never want those words to come out of my mouth.
Okay. Well, they just did, but hopefully
hypothetical. I didn't mean it.
Okay.
Don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Put words in
I
my
mean,
mouth
how much more do you want to keep talking about Will Ferrell? I think
I'm over it.
All right. Yeah.
I'm over it. Let's go. Fine.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Oh, wait, this is what I wanted to know. Is it Brendan or Brandon?
It's Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan. Was he really dating Piper? And why was he so confusing with Demi? Because he was like, yeah, let's go on the date. And then they were like making out. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I think we should see other people. Was it like he just didn't feel the spark in that moment? Because that's respectable too. But then there's the whole Piper thing.
I don't really fault him for the confusion in the whole Demi scene. Because I was confused. Like, I didn't know what was going on in that one.
Yeah.
So I think kind of everybody watching is a little on the same page. Like it was just all around confusing.
Yeah.
Not a good look, I don't think, for anyone.
I didn't think Demi saw that coming either. It was like she came in with her ego so hot, guns blazing. She was like, pew pew, I'm here to like steal your man, and like, but when she like fell hard for him, and then all of a sudden she was like, oh wait, she lost at her own game, I think is what she said.
Well, here's the thing with Demi. I love Demi. I think she's got a great personality. I think she's fun. I don't want to call it an act, but she should. I don't know.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Like, she's not. It's not like she's acting. She's just. She likes making good TV, and it's like a character. It's almost her alter ego to be.
Yeah, which she doesn't need. Right. She doesn't need it because she's good TV regardless. So, yeah, I mean, that whole scene was confusing. And then the Brendan Piper so-called relationship, that rumor was spreading around Paradise. It's going to eventually be brought up.
Okay, good.
And I would say that is something we could expect to see within the next few episodes.
Ooh, nice tease. That makes me happy because I'm like, same thing with Victoria P. We're not going to get closure on that because she's gone. Did she have a boyfriend? Because
she said she did.
Oh, she
did? In the car. Yeah, she said in the car. She said, well, I had a boyfriend. Yeah.
Like she had one going into Paradise?
Yeah, I think she's... This is... Okay, so this is what I took from the Victoria Paul situation.
Yeah.
I think Victoria Paul might have... I'm not sure. I'm assuming she was talking to somebody before she went on the show, but I think if she would have met somebody that she was really into, that relationship would have ended when she got home, which is still a mess.
Right.
But not as messy as her eyebrows. But that's a whole...
Oh!
I don't know. No, listen, Victoria Paul, I genuinely...
She went for the over-laminated look. It was like...
Yes. Yeah. I liked Victoria Paul. I just
you still like her eyebrows.
Yeah, no, she was sweet. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened there. I don't know. I was confused when I watched everything.
Well, you know how Bachelor Nation and fans like do some diving, like hardcore deep diving into social media posts and all that. So they have found the guy that she was apparently dating. And they did have a dog together because we saw the dog in his post and hers. So as serious or not serious as it was, those two share a dog together.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a boyfriend.
Yeah.
They're at least fucking.
Yeah, exactly. So, he just like, yeah, go on, because it will like help my career. And then either way, that's very toxic.
Yeah, that's not, yeah, that is just poison, all of it. It's just stay away.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think Victoria Paul, she went home on her own accord, correct?
Yeah.
I think that was the correct move.
I just don't know how people go on thinking they can like do something when they have a boyfriend at home, like it's going to come out, especially when they're all friends. All those girls are friends. But she was doing like an Instagram story with other Victoria F. I can never keep up with these initials, and someone else. And they were like, what boyfriend? Like, I seriously don't know what they're talking about. They're like trying to cover it up. I'm like, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything.
You would just think when these people go on the show, like they would cover their tracks a little bit, but people are just so sloppy. I think they look at everybody else and just think they're smarter.
Yeah.
Or they just, you know, underestimate like people, but yeah, Bachelor Nation is wild and they find everything.
Never underestimate Bachelor Nation. I will, if I ever have a mystery I want solved, I'm going to all of them and they will have it back within 2 business days.
Yeah, they're like the, you see that documentary on Netflix, Don't F*** with Cats?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they would have solved that. Like,
one thought they are that Facebook group that would solve something like that. 100%.
They solved that, no problem.
That's so funny. And of course, we have like the couples that like really click off the bat, which Jesenia, I feel like her and Ivan are really cute together. Like, I felt like they have really important conversations and they seem very like mature with each other and they just kind of gelled really well right from the get-go. Are they just so cute or what?
Yeah. Yeah. They're cute. Yeah, they're cute. That's what they are.
That's all I really, they're just sweet and cute. And I'm I like having that little mix of that in the storm. I like having that little moment of sweetness. You and Serena P are kind of the same way. Why is there another Serena? Why are we still calling her Serena P?
Because there is another Serena, Serena C. You didn't see much of her. Serena C was the one that wrote the rap song for Ayrton.
Oh, right. And then he got a boner.
Yes, and then he got a boner.
He got a boner with the other girl. I always wonder that about guys in Paradise, too, because I'm like, you guys are just all just making out, and then they're like, okay, let's go, and you're like,
Well, yeah, you don't have, like, you know, in Paradise, there's no doors, so you don't really have time for yourself, so you're not masturbating. Erections start to happen after, you know, a week.
Yeah, no shit. I've learned from last season, Katie's season, with the whoa challenge where they couldn't whack off for a week, that's very abnormal for men, and I didn't know that. And also, speaking of masturbation, how's this for a segue?
I thought you were going to do an ad right now.
Oh.
I just sat back. I'm like, we really set this thing up perfect.
No.
I'm curious.
I was going to talk about that double date that was, oh my God, I can't believe I'm blanking on Marissa.
Yes.
And Riley. Marissa and Riley. Now I have real questions. She's like, I've never been taken on a date before. And he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, like mini golf, maybe. But that's it. No guy, like no man has ever taken me to dinner. But then they get to dinner and she's like, oh, I masturbate every day. I'm super sexual. And then a girl back home calls her a man eater. And then they go just straight to the bedroom. So I'm like, is this her thing? She doesn't even go on dates. She just goes straight to the boom boom room for a little action. Or she, like, we just skip the dinner?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. She said that in Paradise when I was there. I remember her. I had a conversation with her where she said she's never been on a date. And I was like, I don't really know if I believe that or... Like, yeah, it's just strange. She works at like a nightclub, I think. So maybe like her nightlife is taken up by work.
Okay, so she doesn't have time for dinner.
I guess. I mean, why would you lie about that? Like, that's your lie. Like, so I'm gonna believe her. But yeah, that's what makes reality TV. We're not normal people.
So that is so fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair. And it was just poor little Connor, but I feel like he can't catch a break. Is he not just his little puns and his little ukulele strumming it and Wells like had a tear stream down and it was just a whole thing while they were just getting after it.
Yeah. I mean, Connor's he's a nice guy. I'm going to brush past Connor though for a second. Wells was a big, really great out there for me.
Yeah.
Like I loved being able to talk to Wells. We had so many funny conversations. So I just wanted to, know why I just said that.
Well, it's funny because I asked him, I was like, I'm podcasting with Joe. Like, do you have any embarrassing stories? And basically all he could tell me is that you got the runs while you're in Mexico. And I was like, doesn't everybody get the runs while you're in Mexico?
Well, yeah, okay. I don't know if we're even going to be able to keep this in, but yes, I was f***ing sick. So the day that, last episode, Tuesday's episode, I'm also very sick. Like, people think I'm just, like, bending over for heartbreak. But, like, I'll just bring Serena and Thomas up because I'm sure we're going to talk about that, right?
I wasn't going to go. Okay. Sure. No, yeah, sure. Yeah, we're obviously going to talk about it.
I wasn't like, yeah, go on a date. Yes. But like, go on the date. Like, we've known each other for, you know, a couple days at this point. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sick. So go on the date. I mean, I hope it doesn't work out because I like you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to, when you're, I'm like you, I don't really, when I like somebody, I like them. I want to see where that goes. I don't really need to explore my options, yeah. But I understand when people come in wanting to, yeah. Like, I get it. It's fair. And go for it. And we saw what happened.
So. I feel that because also she's 23 and I think it's so good to just go and always, you don't always, like, who cares if somebody's hot at the end of the day? Sometimes you just need to have a conversation with the hot guy and be like, oh, yeah, I would, you know, like, I've got cute and smart back home. Like, it's the whole, like, it's just more of a, you're like, yeah, that's me.
No, I mean, here's the thing. Who do you think's hot? No.
I don't find Thomas attractive. I'm just going to put it out there right now. Maybe it's because I was there for Katie's season and saw how he behaved. So I was like, nuh-uh. So I don't find him attractive. I don't get what the hype is. I think it's only because he's 6'6".
Yeah, I like Thomas. I think he's I think from my interactions with Thomas, he's been nothing but nice to me. So I refuse to talk shit about somebody that he's really just always been he's a gentleman. Like that's okay, I don't know if that's an act. That. I don't know if that's an act. I really don't. Like I don't know him that well, right. But he has always been very, very nice to me. So I don't have any hard feelings towards Thomas.
That's good. I like hearing that he's a gentleman because again, even though I'm there during Katie season, seeing everything go down, you never really know who a person is until you sit down and have conversation with them and like hear about where they came from and maybe why they are the way they are. So all I'm saying is he's just not my type.
Which is fine. Which is not everyone could be your type. And yeah.
I can't get down with the goatee.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Okay.
But it was nice because she went, you were like, yeah, go. And it felt like a very healthy thing to do. You're on Paradise. You understood that. She's 23. You're like, sure, go explore that. And then if you do end up coming back and feeling something for me, well, then how great is that? That gives you all the confidence. And if she doesn't, then you have clarity and you can go from there.
Yeah. And imagine if I would have said, like, don't go. Like, we've had, you know, a couple breakfasts together and it would have been too much. It would have been overbearing for her. I don't even think it would have been an attractive thing to do on my end because it would have been like, you can't date anybody else. And it's like,
then she'd want to even more than she'd resent you. It's a whole
And the thing is we weren't dating. Like if we were dating and she did it, I'd be like, okay, well then unfortunately this is where the road ends for us.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly. That's so true. But you like Canadians, huh? She's Canadian. But I heard you had something nasty to say about Toronto.
It wasn't nasty.
Oh, I missed it. I missed the first part. Okay. And everyone started DMing me and being like, Joe's talking crap about Canada. And I was like, what?
But I wasn't. So I have.
Okay, clear it up here, Joe.
Okay, so this is the perfect clip.
Exactly.
I can't f***ing speak. I got the Anthony Bourdain book and the narrator, I think she's from Canada or the section on Toronto was, I could say this because I'm from Toronto. Toronto from the outside, the exterior is ugly, but the interior is beautiful.
Okay.
That was kind of what I was trying to repeat. I was more or less asking if it's true.
Oh.
As far as like the architecture or whatnot. I didn't, you know, that's me being awkward. I just read that. I threw it out there and I took a shot.
What do I know about Canada? And then you just throw, you're like, this is the most people who are from America just think all that exists in Canada is Vancouver and Toronto. And so you're like, what facts do I know that I can, and hockey. There you go.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And that was, and yeah, I just, you know. I was nervous. I went, you know, and that's what I said. But yeah, I like Toronto. Like, I don't have any issue with Toronto.
Have you been?
Leave me alone, Canadians. No, I've never been to Canada.
Oh, well, you'll have to go one day because I feel like you would enjoy Canadians. I feel like because of the connection I'm seeing with Serena P, obviously I don't know what happens. Well, I could, but I choose to not know spoilers. So I don't know. But if that doesn't work out, you still have to go to Canada, because I feel like you as a person would get along with Canadians.
I think so. And from what I've heard, Toronto and Chicago are very similar.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. I love Chicago. Would you step into a ring with Carl? I saw him fighting the air, and that was pretty funny. And was that like his workout? Because you guys work out on the beach. Because he obviously knows what he's doing. He's fighting something, and he does a little thing at the end, and I respect whatever he's doing. I just don't get it.
Poor Carl. Poor Carl. That's all I can say. Like, poor Carl's not that bad of a guy. He really isn't. He really is. I found him very comical when I was out there. There was a very funny meme somebody did with the Jason Bourne, like, oh my God, it's Jason Bourne. And it was Carl doing his air punching. Carl to me is, he just gets involved in nonsense. He thrives off the nonsense. But do I think he's a malicious bad guy? No, I don't.
No, he's not like your typical villain who is a shit human. He's comical is a great word to describe him. He's your classic rambler. He's just like an overall nice guy that just like doesn't know when to like stop talking about things that aren't, we're not. I kind of do the same thing if I'm being honest. I start rambling on about Will Ferrell and I don't know where to go from there.
He's making TV, but he's, doing it Carl's way. Which I respect.
Yeah, we like that. We like when people are true to themselves. What teasers can you give us for the next, few weeks coming up in Paradise?
Okay. So, it's so hard to give like a solid teaser.
I know, because without
it's just like it's going to be wild and crazy. There's going to be some unexpected twist. The most dramatic season yet, of course. I would say you're going to be surprised by the couples at the end.
Oh, interesting. Okay. That's a good teaser. I like that.
Yeah, because I'm already
invested in the season. I don't know what it is. I've been invested in a few seasons of Paradise. But like this one, for some reason, I'm hooked and I'm in. And I know we already talked about confessions. Did you give yours?
Well, that was a half-assed confession. I have a lot of confessions. Oh, I can really just open
I
up.
I love when people say that on my podcast. I have a lot of confessions. I'm like, go on.
So I would say my confession for this podcast. Sure. So when I was 7,
yes,
my grandfather came over to my house and he screamed at me, and I was a 7-year-old kid. I ran to my bedroom and I said, he's old. He's going to die soon. Don't worry about it. Is what I told myself as a 7-year-old, which is dark and twisted. Yeah. And then he died the next day.
Joe!
I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not funny. Yeah. Whoa. And I remember
that's
being
traumatic.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not dramatic. Traumatic.
Yeah. I was a little f***ed up from it. And I remember like just being like, what did I do? Because I'm 7. I don't know. I feel like I have like supernatural powers. I just killed my grandfather and I loved him,
Wait, I have to unpack this more. Has anything like that happened to you since? Like if you put out a thought, it happens?
Well, when I do put out a thought, I sometimes think back to that moment and think, take a shot. You never know. Maybe it'll work.
Oh my God. So a real confession would be, who have you said that about since?
No, I would never wish death upon anyone. Only positive vibes I'm putting out in the universe.
Ever since you're 7. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I remember going up to my dad and just being like, he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I got to talk to you. I'm like, this is what I did. And I told him and he's like, unbelievable. He's like, do not tell your mother that you did this. And he's laughing. He's f-ing with me.
Right.
And then my mom comes down and I cry and she's obviously, hugs me and she's like, she like laughed, which was nice because when somebody's sad about a death and
well, because it's not like you said, I hope he dies. You said he's going to die anyways soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't have to deal with being yelled at by my, well, I'm, first of all, I'm f-ing seven. So, so who's ever judging me on this podcast right now? You're judging a 7 year old. So yeah. Yeah. And I just, you know, it was like, I won't have to deal with this man yelling at me ever again. Because eventually he's going to die.
Why was he yelling at you? Yeah. Why? My grandparents yelled at me too. My grandma used to spank me with a wooden spoon. Why was that generation so angry?
It was passed on from third generation. I mean, imagine their parents.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it was Wild, Wild West back then. Oh. I'm glad we're alive now.
That's very true. A lot of people have more compassion, or do they? I don't know. Okay. My listeners love you and they love your accent, which I think everyone does. And they had a few games they wanted to play with you. A lot of them just wanted to hear your accent, which I think they've heard through this whole podcast. Here's the game. It's called What's in Your Sack?
Okay.
So we all know your grocery store, Joe. So we want to know how well you can guess what's in my grocery sack, AKA bag for shopping. So I'm going to describe what I have in my sack and you have to tell me what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
It's round and it's orange.
An orange.
You won. That's okay. That is correct. Okay. It gets better. Don't worry.
I hope.
It really doesn't. This typically comes in a dozen.
Donuts.
No. That's a... Oh, yeah, okay.
Eggs.
Yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, there you go. Eggs. Okay.
Now, do you say egg or egg?
I say egg.
Yeah, me too.
But I also say bag.
I don't really trust anyone that says egg.
Do people say egg?
Yeah, people say egg.
Or are they the same people that say bag?
Probably.
How do you say egg? Or bag?
Wait, bag?
Yeah.
Like bag somebody for money?
Or like a bag of groceries.
Oh, a bag. But yeah. I only say bag because in the middle of B and G is an A, not an E. So, you know.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. And I also say, milk.
Ooh, don't like that one. Yeah, I got an issue with that.
You know what's funny is I skipped that question because it had that word in it. And I was like, I don't want him to call me out for how I say it. But I just threw myself under the bus. So,
yeah, it's always fun throwing yourself under the bus.
Kind of. Sometimes it's self-deprecating. You might like these on a lady.
Oops. What? You might like these on a lady. Okay.
Well, now we know you're a boob guy.
I'm not really, though. I like all parts. Yeah, see, this is when I get awkward. I would say chicken thighs.
Buns.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
Okay, you're going to get this one. Often used as an emoji to insinuate a penis.
An eggplant.
Yeah. This one makes your pee smell.
Asparagus.
Okay. Now down the personal aisle, but used to get rid of all hair.
Mirror?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You did really good on this game.
Thank you. I know Nair. I remember Nair.
Nair. That stuff smelled like poo. Okay. And then the last thing the Vinos really wanted from you was to read headlines just in your Chicago accent.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, you're such a good sport. Okay. Sea snakes attacking divers are just trying to get laid, scientists say.
Sea snakes attacking divers are just trying to get laid, scientists say.
You just said it in a Canadian accent.
That was not a Canadian accent. That's a Canadian accent, then maybe I do like Canadian. Well, I like Canadians. I didn't like Canadians.
Well, you do right now. Okay, fish with human-like teeth is dropping jaws on social media.
It's fish with human-like teeth. No, I can't talk. It's your wine. It's fish with human-like teeth dropping Jaws on social media. What does that even mean?
Did you say social media? It's social media.
Social.
Oh, wait. I feel like you're really trying to hide your accent right now.
No, I'm not.
Because then you go, no, I'm not. And then it sounds right. But then you read.
You want me to go like real Chicago? Okay,
yes,
go.
Yes, yes. Okay. Doorbell camera captures two little owls in the middle of a minor dispute.
Doorbell camera captures two owls in the middle of a dispute.
Yes. That's what Chicago. I'm talking about. Okay, last one. McDonald's customers may have overreacted when he didn't get chicken nugget sauce.
McDonald's customers may have overreacted when he didn't get barbecue sauce because I forgot what the word was.
That's even better. Oh my gosh, you're a good sport. Thanks for putting up with me for a friggin' hour. A lot of people like that's a lot. So thank you.
Oh, it was lovely.
And also, I can't wait to get home because I ordered your sauce because people in the Bachelor world here in this bubble have been talking about how good it was. Amber Knittle was telling me all about it. So I ordered your sauce.
I know. And I Jason told me you got it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I talked to Jason once in a while. You know, he's my friend.
Do you drink red wine or just white?
I guess here's another confession. I like red. I prefer red.
Oh.
But I drink white because...
Of the teeth.
Of the teeth.
Am I getting that? Yeah.
No, you're good.
Yeah, but the truth is, you know... Yeah, but I love Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir doesn't make your teeth red.
Once I lose my smile, I lose it all. And it's just truly downhill for me. So
it's a big part of your face. And your charm. And your charm. Did you know, fun fact, Jason Tardik told me that of all people in the Bachelor world, you are his number one.
Did he say that?
He did.
Oh, that's very nice to hear. And he is my number one too. I love Jason. Jason's
top
great.
Top five at least.
Jason's top five for sure. No, Jason's my guy. Jason is one of the people. If I have to call anyone in Bachelor Nation about just, you know, any questions or, you know, anything involving anything, I would call.
Where do you think he gets his advice from? He came to me. That's how we started talking is because he came to me for advice.
Really? I thought it was on an Instagram story.
It was on a podcast. And then he was like, hey, I have some questions about social media and blah, blah, blah. And I like helped him with a bunch of things. And now he's the big helper guy. So there you go.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, where can people buy your sauce?
They can buy my sauce at sundayswithjoe.com or local grocery stores in Chicago. There's a bunch of them that have it. I'm not going to waste your time by naming them all. But we're in about 10 stores right now.
But do you have a website where it says what locations in Chicago it's at?
On my social media, Sunday with Joe.
Okay.
Instagram, sundayswithjoe.com. And I post shit on my page too. Yeah.
There's a lot of people, I feel like, that listen to the podcast in Chicago. I feel like a lot of Bachelor people are there. So I feel like that is awesome. And like, good for you. That's really cool and huge to get it out in stores.
Yeah.
We'll put it on Off the Vine social media as well. And thank you for podcasting with me today. And we are really all enjoying your presence on our screens.
Oh, thank you, Caitlin. This was fun. Call me back anytime.
Okay. You say that, but I'm going to like call you next week when I have more questions about Paradise and be like, can you come back on?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do tradesies. I'll come on yours. You come on mine.
All right. Deal.
Okay. Sounds good. Kate, thanks, Joe. I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?